Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This special series of Side Hustle School is brought to you by our longtime partner, ShipStation. The businesses in these features know that shipping orders out on time can be tough. That's why they all use ShipStation. Wherever you sell, whether you're selling on your own website or any popular marketplace, ShipStation brings all your orders into one simple interface. Then you can create shipping labels for all the top carriers. You'll ship more in less time with the best rates available. Right now, try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code HUSTLE. Head to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in HUSTLE. ShipStation, make ship happen.
Oh, hey there, what's up? It's Wednesday, which means we're going to do something a little bit different here on Side Hustle School, a quick special bonus episode. For 2 years, ShipStation has been a longtime sponsor. They have a ton of success stories from their customers, including some of their own and some that have come from our community. People out there like yourself who are starting little businesses, sometimes making those little businesses go big. Now listen, not every side hustle needs to become a full-time occupation, but it's fun and inspiring sometimes to see how far some people are able to take it. Now, each of these short stories includes a quick tip as well. We've got one every Wednesday. This is the fifth one. It's all about a guy who can't afford the latest music gear, so he finds a way to build it himself. Then he builds himself a full-time business and relocates across the country with his family. We're calling it Guitar Pedal Switches Shred Heavy Metal Profits. So let's do some jamming and jump right in. Several years ago, Lawrence Scaduto was both obsessed with music and broke. He was living with three roommates above a laundromat in Brooklyn while working as a studio manager and composer at a music house. In his spare time, he played guitar with a local band. That band shared a practice space with three other groups, and Lawrence found himself continually eyeing their new gear, including a variety of handmade boutique guitar pedals. Guitarists and other musicians use pedals to shape and customize their sounds, and Lawrence really wanted some new ones. Unfortunately, that fancy gear was out of his price range. One night, he decided to Google how hard it would be to clone the pedal used on the bass guitar of Radiohead's song National Anthem. After a bit of research, he quickly found himself ordering a kit that would help him build his very first guitar pedal. 1 week later, he was hooked. He custom designed a brand new pedal that had functionalities and sounds the market had never heard before. He then made a batch of 10, giving some to friends, selling a few to fellow musicians, and putting the remainder on Craigslist. Before long, his Craigslist post was shared on a popular guitar gear forum. Lawrence quickly set up a company he called Onoho Pedals, designed a one-page website, and started selling those handmade, hand-painted, small-batch guitar pedals. He promised that for each batch of 10 pedals, he would never repeat the same artwork again. Soon, the side hustle became his main gig. He worked out of his apartment, staying up all night building pedals and composing music on the side. However, as the sales picked up, he realized he needed a way to get his parts a bit cheaper. He quickly learned how to import directly from China, which gave him the option to build more pedals, but also to sell extra parts on the side, and this is key. It started out with a little section on his site just for selling switches, a key component in pedals. A lot of people in the music parts building and the guitar pedal industry were frustrated by the standard suppliers. Those suppliers tended to have terrible customer service, consistently charge outrageous shipping prices, and fail to notify customers whenever parts were out of stock. They were also hard to reach or completely unresponsive when something went wrong. Lawrence was already doing things differently, such as offering an unlimited lifetime warranty on all his pedals. His excellent reputation for customer service meant that other pedal builders began coming to him for switches, and soon started asking for other parts. In fact, the demand grew so much that Lawrence decided to start a new website solely focused on pedal parts. He called it Love My Switches, after a love for pedals, and for people who make cool stuff with their hands. This side hustle to what was his side hustle soon became his full-time hustle. Over the next few years, Love My Switches grew steadily. Lawrence got married, and he and his wife had a daughter. The family moved from Brooklyn to Portland, Oregon, where they bought a house and now run Love My Switches out of their basement.
The website sells a variety of gear to help musicians build their signature sound, including switches, knobs, LEDs, enclosures, and more. Lawrence continues to put his customers first, never selling a product he doesn't have in stock and answering emails on the same day they are received. In fact, he even goes the extra mile by ensuring that every product he ships goes out the same day the customer orders it. Despite managing the challenges of inventory and cash flow, Lawrence enjoys the work. He's grateful for the opportunity to aid in the creativity of others, and it's a community he now can't imagine living without. So, what is our tip or lesson from this special episode? Well, Lawrence started by making and selling guitar pedals before switching to selling parts, then building his business with the radical practice of shipping out every order the same day it is received. Very often, the first thing you try may not be the final thing, but that first thing can lead you to something so much better. That's why you have to try and experiment and do different stuff, just like Lawrence and just like all the people that I tell you about on the show. This has been the 5th of 8 special episodes featuring side hustlers who've gone big. Stay tuned for a new one each Wednesday, 3 more to go. And if you're ready to take your hustle to the next level, let ShipStation help you get there faster. Get started today at ShipStation.com and use the code HUSTLE to get 30 days free and a special bonus.